Please be aware that calls may be monitored or recorded for quality.
RDI, this is Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I am excellent, as always.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Other than the fact that Scott's screening his calls against me again.
Let me see if he's available. And your first name?
Eric.
Eric, one moment.
This is Scott. Can I help you?
Hello, Scott. How are you today?
Dude, if I was any better, it'd be you. What's going on?
Well, just playing with diamonds and got a unique call that I don't know if I've got it sold yet, but I need to see what exists because it's unique. So I got a client that wants a round brilliant 2.50 at least, and not a 248. He told me that I want a 2.50 at least, F color or better, and a VVS1 clarity or better.
Did he give you any idea what his budget was or when he needed it for?
No, I told him that I could have it, you know, as soon as next Wednesday, just thinking of the event and all the hecticness that's going on with that right now. But he didn't really give a budget. We were talking about some other things, because he bought a diamond from me 7 years ago, and that wife passed away, and he's looking to use it as a trade, but it's only like $4,300 in trade value, one of our old lab grown's. That I'd now sell for $1,000. And as we were looking at like the labs, he's like, well, what about mine stones? And I hit him on a 250 that was the same color and clarity as what he had at like 34,000, and he didn't bat an eye. But then he texted her about it, and she texted back these new minimum standards. I don't know. You know, I
closest
in a 60 range.
You're gonna be more than that, buddy. The closest I currently own is a 2.8D VVS1, and your 9 code is 82399.
Right. Yeah, I think that's going to be too big.
You step away from flawless, I mean, you're still going to be 60, I don't think is doable.
Right.
I can go find one. Let me see what the girls have on this. So let me do this diamond cue. Let's see what we got. So round, natural.
Yeah, I tried to, like, I showed him some 3-carat, because originally he didn't tell me he wanted to move to mined or anything, so I showed him some 3s and our lab-grown stuff, and he's like, no, it's too big, so I don't know what.
He won't accept a VVS2, it's got to be a VVS1.
Yeah, I mean, I can present him with the figures on anything, but my guess is, because he actually, you know, he walked out, and then he walked back in, and he said, well, actually, you know what, I just got a message, so. What do you got that's, you know, this spec? Like, well,
what's he expecting? I mean, is he looking at a XXX, or you got something in mind there? Could it be VG?
Yeah, we didn't talk about the that, so, yeah.
And what about fluorescence?
Not strong. He was okay with faint, so. I mean, medium might work, but, you know.
All right, let's throw this against the wall and see what the girls can come up with. I doubt I'll have an answer today.
Right.
4-11.
Yeah, it's my day off anyway, so I just came in to meet that guy, so I'll be leaving.
Got to be honest with you. You know, I don't see that at 60,000.
Right. Yeah, I don't know whether that was his his thought process or not. I was just looking at it and thinking, oh, well, you know, if we're at 30. But, yeah, I guess that is quite a ways up the food chain from what I was showing.
60,000 is below what that 280 is. Now, 250 is definitely going to be cheaper. And, you know, if I can find an F, it would be even cheaper than a D, but it's ifs. You know, you're looking at a darn near flawless diamond. So let me see what the girls come up with, and I'll get back with you.
All right.
All right. Everything else is good. You're doing good. The wife's good. Kids are good.
Yep. Holding on one day at a time.
Yeah, I feel that 100%, buddy, 100%. So, all right. I will catch up with you as soon as I have an answer on this or you need something else.
All right. Appreciate it.
Oh, sounds good, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks. Bye, Scott.
Yep. Bye now.